Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper. John, as a pastor, you know all too well how little time even many churchgoers spend in the Word. How do you keep from getting discouraged when it's apparent that so many people just aren't passionate for God and His Word?
Well, I keep from getting discouraged mainly by not focusing on my people, but focusing on the Lord. And then He gives me the heart for the people. If I were to focus on the world and its condition, or the church and its condition, or even my own soul and its condition, I think I would be overcome by discouragement. But that's not where encouragement comes from. We are to draw encouragement mainly from Christ and from His work on the cross and from His resurrection power and from His intercession for us at the Father's right hand and from His promise to work all things together for good and to one day come and wrap up this history and make this creation His own fully and cast out all ungodliness and establish righteousness and peace. So it's contemplating Christ, the history of redemption, the work of the cross, the promises of God that establish the heart. So that's the fundamental way. And then the second thing is that there are evidences of grace in the church. Even in the weakest saint, there are evidences of grace. And we should give thanks for the smallest evidence that the Holy Spirit has begun a work in our lives. And really, for all of us, that's all He's done. He who began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Christ. He's just begun. And so I would say, look first to Christ. That's my hope, and then look for the evidences of His grace, even in the weakest saint. And you can find them, and you can celebrate them, and bring those people along further.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.